producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back. Josh Owens, Infowars.com, reporter and cameraman. He was at Bundy Ranch, you name it. What an exciting and dangerous job it is now. I've been through a lot of this stuff myself, but it's time for me to start going out on some more of these as well, just so I'm even. Can't let all the young bucks have all the fun. So you're running through neighborhoods now. I saw some of that HD footage you sent us, so I guess even though you were vomiting and stuff, I'm guessing it's you, because it came in from your box of the HD footage. It looks eerie, like out of a movie. Men in black uniforms marching, smoke, trees lining a little neighborhood. So you're there. You run into this Vice car, Vice magazine, Vice HBO. You get in a car with a reporter. Now watch it. You got a girlfriend, Josh. Tell us what else happened next.
So I jump in the car. I'm opening the door to continue throwing up because I don't want to throw up in this nice woman's car. I can't see anything. And we try and pull out of the neighborhood because I think we're in a car now. They're going to let us out. We try to pull out of the neighborhood. They start shooting flashbangs at the car as we're trying to pull out. So we floor it through the neighborhood. There's no other way out of the neighborhood except these two exits, both blocked off. And any cars that come by the exits, they're shooting flashbangs at the car. They're arresting reporters. So if I walked out, they would have arrested me. So we sit there for about 30 minutes. I still cannot see anything, and finally, we see them pull out to this other exit over here, and we floor it out of there and go down this street, and I meet up with the guys down there. And like you said, I was at Bundy Ranch. We were detained in San Antonio for trying to catch Bo Burgo coming in. The NSA facility, they tried to threaten us and take our footage. This is the most surreal experience of my life to this day.
What's your gut tell you is coming tonight?
My gut says that tonight it's going to be worse. I don't know if that's true, but my gut is saying that tonight people are pissed off about what happened last night. They kept being pushed and pushed and pushed, and then they were attacked. I think a lot of reporters are scared now because they don't feel like they have carte blanche to stand on the side of the street and report, which a lot of them were standing there because they thought they were going to be left alone. So I think tonight it's going to get worse.
Well, it's all about power and control, but the government is now illegitimate at so many levels. And I don't want the breakdown of legitimacy. I wish the government would pull up, but people are sick of the lies, they're sick of the fraud, and more force is not the answer. I wish this could be de-escalated, and you guys have already gotten incredible footage. I want you guys to stay off to the side tonight and in back of the other reporters because, you've already been up front. I want you guys to really try to stay safe up there. We'll obviously bail you out like I did Rob Dew. If you get arrested, we'll sue them and we'll win like we won that settlement that we're not allowed to talk about. But we don't want to win settlements. We have to sue because we have to show we're in the right. But quite frankly, I don't want to mess with it. But if they arrest any of you guys or keep attacking you, we probably could win a lawsuit right now with Biggs getting shot if we can prove they targeted him on purpose. I was watching Jakari's videos where he's like, hey, stop it. He said they were shooting at him because they knew he was a reporter. Is that what you witnessed?
Yeah. And I honestly think the reason they were trapping people into this neighborhood is because I think they saw reporters go in the neighborhood, and I don't think they wanted people to leave with the footage that they had.
Well, obviously they're on tape saying, please turn your cameras off, and grabbing Al Jazeera's cameras and shooting rubber bullets at them. Think about that.
Exactly.
They are trying to kettle everybody. So they're so dumb they don't know Al Jazeera was transmitting that footage out. Don't they understand? It's just ridiculous.
Well, like you said earlier, if there was an old, if this was the old West and there was an old West sheriff out here that came out and talked to people face to face like they were humans, then you know what? A lot of these people, they don't come out here wanting to incite violence. At least the last couple nights that we've been here, they come out here peaceably. And then these these police come up in tanks pointing guns at people. If you can see in that B-roll that I sent, they were pointing a gun at me.
Oh, I saw that. The guy's on the top of the armored vehicle aiming it right at your camera.
Chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in water, it's in bread, it's in toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
I'll take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Rand Paul has come out in a Time magazine piece saying we must demilitarize the police. Even the New York Times and Washington Post and others, Wall Street Journal, have been saying that as well. 400 armored vehicles, 500 aircraft, 93,000 machine guns given to local police just this year so far. Pentagon weaponry confirmed in St. Louis County. Yeah, no, those are the MRAPs from Iraq. Missouri cops, gas news crew. We've been showing this incredible footage. And our own reporters were there, hit with rubber bullets, flashbanged. They're on the tape by Al Jazeera running away. And they say on the tape, that, I mean, our video, they say, in a woman's voice, just like in a science fiction movie, please report to the local FEMA camp. They're like, please stop filming now. Stop filming now. And they just open fire. And then they target reporters, chasing them into the neighborhoods. And they're on footage going up and, you know, throwing down and smashing the Al Jazeera camera crew, and then going into McDonald's in broad daylight. Who are you? As they see press, they walk over. I'm with the Washington Post. Yeah! Slam their head in the wall. I mean, this is all on video. Who are you? I'm from the Washington Post. And then, I mean, this is what's going on. And now they're programming into all the new phones globally kill switches in all your appliance and your car, all of it wired through the threat fusion centers that are the federalization centers. This has all been planned, folks, all been planned. I tell you, they want to start a civil war. Joining us for the hour is George Norrie. Doesn't need any introduction here. Second most syndicated radio host behind Rush Limbaugh in the country. Close to 600 AM and FM stations, XM, and he's even syndicated in places like Canada and Europe. CoastToCoastAM.com, BeyondBelief.com is his popular television show as well. And he, I mean, I asked him to come on a few weeks ago, and he said, yeah, I want to come on and talk about the initiative he's promoting. It's only a few billion dollars. We've talked about this as well, to harden the electrical grid so that an artificial or man-made EMP, solar flares or man-made EMP, will not knock us back to the Stone Age and make all the nuclear reactors melt down when they don't get power or diesel fuel. So we're going to talk about that, protecting the grid. That is one of the big issues that George Norrie has been covering, and he's going to be talking more about that as well on his show. But first off, obviously, George, you're from Michigan, and of course, from the Navy for a while before that, but your big start was in TV. You won a bunch of television awards, Emmys for that. But then you went into radio. I guess that's how you got your Coast to Coast gig 13 years ago or whatever it was. There being on the air out of St. Louis, you were known as the Nighthawk, I guess, with the number one rated show there. And so you know this area. You know what's happening. So I'm going to have to pick your brain first on this and some of the other issues before we get into the big enchilada with you. But George Norrie of CoastToCoastAM.com, thank you so much for coming on with us today.
Alex, my friend, good to be with you. And I am going to be in that area next week. I'm going back to St. Louis for 3 weeks, and I'm very familiar with the Ferguson area. It is a quaint neighborhood that right now is absolutely out of control, with a police department that just doesn't understand how to handle this kind of situation, and that's why it's getting blown out of proportion. They can't handle the media. They can't handle the people, and they really just don't know what they're doing. We don't know what exactly happened between that police officer and the poor young man, Michael Brown, in that shooting episode. But the entire episode has now been blown out of proportion in two ways. Number one, there are a group of thugs who want to profit off anything that happens. I mean, so when you go to protest a truly sad story of a young man being shot to death by police, you don't go and break stores and loot and steal and hit shoe stores with a number of cars showing up in a coordinated effort. So that's problem number one. Problem number two, the police out there, and they don't have this kind of crowd control experience, are absolutely uptight, and consequently, they are showing it in front of cameras, with media, with the people, and they need some help. I mean, we need to get some serious either National Guards in there to calm things down and to get this thing resolved. I was in Detroit during the early riots in the 60s, and I saw that thing fester out of control, and this is a little Ferguson, and I don't want to see the same thing happen. Not now, not in 2014. This is not 1960 again, and it's got to come down. Now, be that as it may, we also should be talking about the overly aggressive police forces in this country because they've got to slow down. And again, we don't know what happened here. You know, the officer apparently had some bruises. Something happened. There was an altercation. CNN had a witness, a young African-American woman, who saw a fight, a wrestling with Michael Brown outside the police cruiser with a cop inside. We don't know what happened. And unfortunately, Ferguson doesn't have video cams on their cars, so we definitely can't see what happened.
That's the best we know. In fact, I may come up there next week. I know you do your show part of the time in L.A., part of the time literally from a cave complex there in St. Louis, and I've never seen that complex, so maybe we can hook up for dinner or something when I'm up there. I know I'm going to come on the TV show and see you in Denver in a few months, so that's finally going to happen. Look forward to doing that with you, George. But you are the expert on St. Louis, obviously living there for so long and still living there, having your main house there. So I'm glad we've got you there on the ground. Maybe you'll even go out there yourself and do some reporting like you used to do as a TV news producer. My issue is, what would you say from my perspective? We have the HD video and we have our live stream video that my reporters with camera flags and big cameras were shot with rubber bullets and chased and attacked. And it's on video of Al Jazeera, hundreds of yards away, tear gas, rubber bulleted, flashbanged, and then they chase them down and shoot them in the back with rubber bullets. I mean, that's criminal. And, I mean, as a news producer, did you ever hear of stuff like that? Because I followed news when I was a kid and been in the news for 20 years now. I've never covered something like this, and we've covered it before. Cops just ignore you and walk past you if you don't get right up in what they're doing. I've never seen police announce on loudspeakers, news media, turn your cameras off.
No, see, they don't have the experience, and that's very sad. If this happened in St. Louis, that police department has a little more experience with this kind of a situation, and they would have handled it a little better. The Ferguson Police Department is a department of 50-plus officers, of which there are only three African-Americans, so it doesn't reflect the community. And they have no experience with media, with this kind of altercation situation, and it continues to fester out of control. And our president has got to get involved in this for a number of reasons and get this thing calmed down before it gets out of control. I mean, we're coming up in several days now, and I was listening to your reporter. I'm concerned about tonight as well. I mean, this is 22 minutes away from my house and where my kids are, and it's a tense situation. Again, Alex, it's magnified by two things. Inexperienced police, of which there are many good ones. I mean, I want to make that perfectly clear. They're out there doing their job, putting their lives on the line, trying to protect people. And you know, when there's a problem, we call the cops for help. So there's a lot of good ones out there, but they don't have the experience with this kind of massive crowd control. The other problem is somebody is festering these young people. They should go home. I mean, they have no business being out there screaming, chanting. The investigation into the death of Michael Brown will happen. It's not going to be a wash. We got to find out what's going on. At this point, I absolutely endorse not releasing the name of the police officer until either, one, he's indicted, or two, they've got some more information, because I'm afraid the people will find out where he lives and go in there and kill the guy. And, again, we don't know what happened.
Well, I agree with you on a lot of those issues. I mean, it's very balanced what you said. My only problem is I've seen the video of these police. And a bunch of them are state troopers that have come in. They are aiming M4, M16s at Josh Owens, my reporter, who's holding a big professional camera with a press badge and pointing it at him with a laser.
And yeah, they're insane. They don't understand what they're doing. They think we're back in Iraq or Syria or someplace like that.
Well, sure, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, the kids should go home. It's not helping what's happening. It's a dangerous situation. But the instinct is don't back down when people are aiming lasers at you and attacking the press. So what I'm saying is the system is losing the moral high ground here. I don't want to see riots. I don't want to see martial law. I don't want to see this spread across the country. I don't want to see the cops look bad. We're all Americans, George. But this is really, my gut tells me this is about to get a lot worse, and I'm really concerned. Do you have any ideas how we could de-escalate this?
Well, let's hope it doesn't get worse. I think the community leaders have got to step in. The parents have got to step in and go up to their kids and say, get the heck off the street. Get out of there. You're not going to be there. Let's not fester this. Let's let the investigation follow. let's get some real bona fide witnesses. I mean, that's a concern for me, too, that these witnesses are legit. Or, you know, are they making things up to try to literally get this cop indicted? Again, we don't know what happened.
Exactly, and we don't need a bunch of stuff burning down. George Norrie's our guest. We're going to come back and talk about some key issues. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Solar flares. Mainline Congressional Studies, we've had expert guests on covering this, and George will break it down because he's really tried to put a national focus on it more than anybody. have testified that we know repeatedly in the last 150 years we've been hit by the equivalent of EMPs from the sun that melted all the telegraph wires in the United States and things like that. If we get hit with one of those now, it's over. So we're going to talk about some real threats here that don't include the American people, according to Homeland Security with George Norrie. But, George, in this short segment, I wanted to get back to what's going to happen if some crazies or other people get sick of what the police are doing, aiming guns at folks. They show up with guns, and then the police shoot at them or they shoot back. We could have a Kent State kickoff here. This country's a powder keg right now. That's my concern. That a lot of people, if you aim a gun at them for no reason, like happened to our Josh Owens reporter, people are going to respond back to that. And I'm just really concerned. And again, I wonder, what are the state police thinking? What are the Ferguson police chief thinking? He did a press conference about an hour ago, I saw a clip of, where they said, why are your people shooting reporters and aiming guns and lasers at reporters' heads? And he goes, that's tactical. That's not my responsibility. Well, he's the police chief. He's just washing his hands, playing dumb. He didn't know when reporters were arrested when he got asked last night about that. I think you're right. And the feds are involved. I mean, this looks bad, George. What happens if, let's say, 15 people get shot, 5 of them die? I think all hell's going to break loose nationwide.
Well, it could be a serious problem. And, people, and I've been talking about this on Coast to Coast, Alex, for about a year and a half now. People are uptight. I mean, they're wound up like springs. And anything could be a catalyst to explode that. And I'm concerned, too, that some thugs show up with guns playing the part of, you know, posse comitatus, and they're going to go ahead and start shooting at the cops, and the cops are going to shoot back. They're going to hit innocent people. It's going to be a disaster. So I hope they can get those streets cleared and get people to go home and get on to their lives and let this investigation go and follow its course. I mean, I trust the prosecution out there. And I think they'll do the best they can to find out what's going on. And, you know, they've been sitting down with this police officer saying, what the heck were you doing shooting an unarmed man? And I'm sure he's saying, wait a minute, the guy did this. He tried to pull my gun. You know, he reached into the car. And all those things could be possible. We don't know that. Bottom line is, he made a mistake. As the kid was running away, he should not have shot him. It was a fatal mistake in more ways than one, and I'm concerned about it too, Alex. I mean, if some thugs show up with guns, and that's what they are, and start playing the part of, you know, they're the vigilantes here, it's going to get out of control. And once a lot of innocent people get shot, we're going to have a very serious situation. But I've been through this before. I've seen this happen. Eventually, it does calm down. People do slow down. They simply say, okay. But what this does, and this should be a major focus across the country, is that we've got to back down on police force. These guys have got to understand they are not gods, and they've got to follow the law. And some of them don't. I mean, they push people around. Well, reportedly, this police officer saw Michael Brown and a friend of his walking down the street, and, you know, he said the F word, get out of the street, what are you guys doing, and things got out of control. Cops have got to get back to the point and say, hey, you know what, we're police officers, we're here to defend, we're here to take care of people. We got to stop this stupid stuff we're doing around the country, these checkpoints, you know, and I mean, my God, it's like we're in Nazi Germany. I was in a checkpoint in St. Louis. At 3 o'clock in the morning, after one of my shows, and you feel like you're back in Nazi Germany. I mean, what right do they have to stop you when you haven't done anything wrong yet? And they ask you these certain questions, and you feel like you're guilty before you do anything. That's got to stop. We need to do a national review of our police force. And to get them to stop doing what they've been doing.
Well, the elite want a force that'll suppress the public. Instead, it's going to make the public revolt. And no amount of police state's ever going to stop the American people. Our whole military couldn't even hold Baghdad.
No, you can't. And police departments, as this shows, are not trained to handle massive crowd control, and it's unfortunate.
That's right. You know, George Norrie's our guest. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm, big time.
Riders on the storm.
Pray for Ja'Kari Jackson, Joe Biggs, and Josh Owens, three of our reporters up in Ferguson. They're having to go out and eat right now because at 3 o'clock they close the major roads that even go back into the neighborhood. It's a big area, thousands of people. Very, very sad. And so our reporters are out there really in 100 and something degree heat, being shot at and marked at by a bunch of guys that think the image of power and masculinity and pointing guns at people is going to make them submit when they've stepped way out of bounds and are escalating this quickly. Going into McDonald's and saying to the Washington Post, "Why are you taking a picture of me? I'm going to arrest you." Can anybody say power trip? Anybody say North Korea? We're going back to George Norrie here in a moment. Don't forget, this hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Wonderful high quality, very inexpensive, non-GMO storable foods. Great customer service. They have unique plastic tote containers that the meals are kept in. Just the containers themselves, you know, you buy at Home Depot for like $50 a piece. I don't know how they do this. I mean, it's such nice packaging, everything. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Government stores food. I store food. I think you should store food. This is the place, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And please don't forget, this whole platform and the synergy with the George Norris and the James O'Keefe's and all the other great real media that's out there that is so diverse is funded by people like you going to Veritas Project and checking out their products and buying O'Keefe's book and clicking on the banners and going to coasttocoastam.com and going and subscribing to George Norrie's excellently produced TV show that covers every topic you can imagine at beyondbelief.com. That's beyondbelief.com. We don't have the big globalist funding. I know I certainly don't. And that's how we're building a true independent media operation. Take George Norrie. Been interviewing me since 2003, 12, 13 years. Nobody back then in big radio would interview me. And I was already breaking through, reaching a lot of people, but I tell you, he helped launch InfoWars at so many levels. And that's why I enjoy his show and also just really care about George, who is there to build people up and support free speech. And that's why it's so important to subscribe to his television show and to visit his website, beyondbelief.com. That's why it's so important to tell folks about Coast to Coast AM. And it doesn't mean you even have to agree with every guest he's got on. He doesn't agree with me on everything. I don't agree with him on everything, just like Jesse Ventura. The point is we agree on freedom and free speech and having a strong a family, and a right to self-defense, and that there are globalists at the top of things playing humanity off against each other. So please go to InfoWarsLife.com today. Buy the X2 Nascent Iodine. Buy the Super Male Vitality, the Super Female Vitality, the Lung Cleanse, the Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver. We have upwards of 37% off on one of the specials. I'm still running all the specials at InfoWarsLife.com with a blanket 10% off everything with promo code 10 at checkout. That only runs till Monday. It's back to government reeducation camp special. Everybody has a back to school special. Well, here's our Pink Floyd no more education special. That means no more edumacation or brainwashing. Promo code 10. Common Core doesn't work. Can't put in 9 or 11. Can't put in 8. Can't put in 14. 2 plus 2 equals 4. The promo code is 10. 10% off everything. Stuff that's even already discounted. It runs till next Monday. You also support the broadcast going to PrisonPlanet.tv and getting a subscription. Each subscription, $5.95 a month. 11 people can use the username and passcode to then be able to let their friends and family watch. And by the way, George didn't ask me to plug this when he came on. I'm going to do it. We shouldn't be ashamed to try to build our own media operations. We shouldn't be ashamed to ask for support. We don't take money like MSNBC from taxpayers and stimulus money or $400 million a year like NPR of taxpayer money or ABC News that gets banker bailout money from George Soros and Warren Buffett to underwrite their shows. We have to get it from you. And if you want to see more hardcore guests, more reporters, more info, you've got to support our AM and FM affiliates, support their sponsors, become a sponsor. You got to spread the word about the broadcast. You got to go to InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and you got to buy the great products that are already the lowest price. It's a win-win-win. George, I love watching your show online. I have a subscription at BeyondBelief.com. But when I get that subscription that's so inexpensive, it opens up to just hundreds of other shows that are on this network that you're part of. And it's just so exciting to see this growing and becoming so popular. So tell us how people subscribe to your show and get the hundreds of other shows.
It's like Netflix, Alex, where for a minimal little monthly fee, you get all the programs, and you're going to watch them as often as you can. And technologically now, with Google Chrome and everything else, you can watch anything from your computer on your flat-screen TV. I mean, it is real television in real time, and it's up there for you. But at beyondbelief.com, we have our main television program, Beyond Belief, of which you're going to be on soon. And we've got great guests that come on, but you have access to all the other different programs that are produced by the Guyan Television Network. And I've never seen anything like it before, but it's in an era of information and cost and affordability, it's just something where people can just sit back in the comfort of their home, the one domicile they still have, and relax and watch some quality programming and get information from it. You know, it's not just a Hollywood piece of good video. You actually watch it, learn from it, and you plan your life with it.
Well, and, look, I mean, the best stuff out there, George, is not on mainline cable. It is in subscription. Now, PrisonPlanet.tv, it's on Roku and Boxy and all those systems as well. I find myself now when I go on my cable, or yeah, I have cable now. I had satellite. Didn't work good. When I go on there, I'm going in to see your show. I'm going in to see mine. I'm going into my subscriptions because it's not that I'm going to subscribe to what I want to hear. I see a lot of stuff on your show or other shows that I don't even agree with, just like people hear stuff here they don't agree with. But it's not censored. It's not centralized. You tune into mainstream stuff, it is just so homogenized, so establishment. That's why they're collapsing and we're exploding.
Exactly. It's all cookie cutter. We're not, you're not, and the public knows that. And they're going to get the truth. They're going to get opinion. Like you said earlier, hey, people might listen to a guest on Coast to Coast or Beyond Belief or InfoWars and not agree with that guest. But you know what? That's the success of the program. It gives you the right to decide what you want, whether you agree with it or not. You know, real debate, real information, and that's what it's all about.
It really is. We report, you decide. It's not cookie cutter. And then sometimes I start a show with one opinion, and by the end I've had my mind changed. It's really, it's interactive. That's what this is really all about, and that's why there's a revolution to shut down and censor InfoWars and Drudge and so many others. There's a move to bring the Fairness Doctrine back into talk radio and restrict what George and I can say. I mean, there's only three hosts that have other hosts on. That's Michael Savage, George Norrie, and Alex Jones. The other big hosts are really in it purely as political operatives or for themselves, and I'm not even attacking them. It's just a fact. I know George well now over, you know, 12, 13 years. We really do want to live in a free country. We really are thrilled by learning stuff and talking about things. And the reason I bring that up is voting with your dollars and your time and your mouth and your keyboard, telling people about the media you listen to and where you found truth. And where you found depth and breadth in the analysis, where it's full spectrum. That's the fight happening. They're trying to suppress it. The system is afraid of a real press. We are the real press. So what I'm saying is, water the real press, folks. You've been doing it. Do it even more. And celebrate the real free press. Celebrate a Matt Drudge or a George Norrie or a Joseph Farah or an Alex Jones or a James O'Keefe or the countless. Celebrate a Jakari Jackson or a Joe Biggs out there getting shot with rubber bullets. I mean, these are the real warriors, not the guy playing football. And I can watch a football game, you know, at a family reunion and sit back and eat pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving. I'm not knocking it. It's just that's not my heroes. I don't get excited and jump up and down about some football game or about the World Cup, even though I could watch some of it and found it interesting, you know, in some of the final matches. It's just that that isn't what gets my blood flowing because it doesn't matter in the final equation. Here I am ranting, George. Sorry, go ahead.
That's it, Andy. By the way, you got a great compliment on my show last night from my guest, Lionel, former radio broadcaster, complimenting you and Paul Joseph Watson for the work that you both do on your program. And, you know, he has gone to bat defending messages from you. And, I don't know. Have you had him on the program?
Yes, I have. I met him at a talkers conference. Yeah, he's got a show there on New York TV, and just a great guy. And Keith Olbermann attacked him for just promoting basic freedom, which is sad for Keith Olbermann. I mean, he's done some pretty journalistic stuff back in his day.
Yeah, something's happened to him, too, so I don't understand. So this thing, I know you don't have a lot of time here, but my campaign to insulate the power...
No. In fact, I apologize. I've hogged the whole interview. You've got the floor. Tell us about how big this is, George.
This is huge. This is huge. And let me tell you why I decided to make this a national campaign. Because programs like yours and programs like mine, if something happens to the power grid, not only will millions of people eventually die, and I'll tell you how, but you're off the air. I'm off the air. The message stops, and we cannot afford that to happen. Now, there are some out there who may want that to happen, and that's part of the issue that I continue to battle. I had two guests on over the last several years, F. Michael Maloof, who wrote the book, A Nation Forsaken, and William Forstchen, who wrote the book, One Second After. There are two distinct possibilities to shut down our power grid. One is a major X-flare from the sun. We dodged one 2 years ago. It went off the side of the sun. Had it been a direct hit with us, we would have been cooked, according to scientists. The other is an EMP attack. A nation that gets a nuke and decides, we're not going to blow up New York or Wichita or Chicago. We're going to detonate a nuke in the atmosphere above the United States, and that electromagnetic pulse will be strong enough to shut down the power grid of the United States for years. Without power, everything shuts down.
And, George, I know the EMP is somewhat of a threat or a hack attack as well, but for me, statistically, and reading the books, having the experts on and listening to you, because I know you cover this a lot more than I do, isn't it really the sun? I mean, we know the Earth got hit in the last 120 years multiple times by coronal mass ejections that did melt all the electronics, but then there was so little electronics it didn't do much.
It's not if, it's when.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. And if it happens and we don't spend the chump change, $1 to $4 billion to insulate this, and we can, with circuit breakers and everything else, we are literally fried. People think, okay, I'm going to go to my faucet. That's okay. Power will be out for a month or two. No, it'll be out for years. And then they may say, well, you know what? I'll just, you know, stay in my house in the winter. No. Your furnace doesn't work. You have no heat. You try to go get water. The company that pumps the water to your house won't have the capability of doing that anymore. You can't go to the ATM and get your money out because that's not working anymore. It will be chaos. What's happening in Ferguson, Missouri right now is nothing compared to what will happen if an X-flare or an EMP shuts down the power grid of the United States. And the bottom line is, nobody will hear Alex Jones. Nobody will hear George Norrie. There will be no messages. Your cell phones won't work. Nothing will work.
Tell folks what a Carrington event is. And historically, we've been hit by these, they think, every 100, 150 years or so. I mean, this is just so frightening to know that it's not a question of if, but when. And I've seen congressional testimony on C-SPAN that I know you've covered. But then when I talk about this, I get emails saying, Alex, why are you scaring people? We're telling folks about something that is a fact.
This is real. The Carrington event happened in the 1800s, the late 1800s, named after a scientist named Carrington, who registered and knew that the sun had set off a major flare. I mean, huge. And really, the only electronics of the time was the telegraph system. It literally fried the wires. It cooked it. Things burned. The posts started to burn. It was so big. And again, you know, I went into a local drugstore a couple of years ago in St. Louis, Alex. They had a power outage. So they're trying to manually get everybody through the line, right? They couldn't do it. One, the tellers don't know how to add anymore. You know, without a computer saying, you know what, you gave me $15 and it was $8.15, here's your change. They can't do that. And they shut down after an hour. It will be the biggest catastrophe this country, this world, has ever seen. And again, for a paltry $1 to $4 billion, chump change with what they did in the bailout, we can fix the grid, we can insulate it, we can protect the United States. Some states are already doing it on their own, but it's got to be done on a national basis.
This is one of the best campaigns. Usually these campaigns, oh, find a cure to breast cancer, it's all just feel good, raise more money. I'm not against that, but why not find out why breast cancer is increasing so much? That's what I'd really get behind. What you're doing is one of the major threats to civilization. You are targeting something that is absolutely as big a danger as nuclear war. It's a reality, and why wouldn't our government and other governments do what the engineers have said and put these hubs in, these transformer protectors in, these surge protectors in? That's what they are at the major power stations for $1 to $4 billion. I mean, this should have been done 50 years ago, George.
It's national security. We've partnered with WorldNet Daily, WND. You can join us too, Alex, as well, to get the word out. This is what I need. I need everybody who listens to you, Alex, to email their specific congressperson or senator, not somebody outside their state, because they got a system now where they can not get your email. Email your senator or congressperson and say, you need to start thinking about legislation to insulate our power grid.
George Norrie, stay there. This is exactly what a talk show host with almost 600 radio stations is supposed to do. George Norrie. I mean, nobody else does this kind of stuff. Good job, WorldNet Daily, as well. This is important. We're going to come back and tell you how to do it.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
InfoWarsStore.com. From this Monday to next, all of the incredible books, videos, supplements, liberty-based attire, belt buckles, Molon Lave t-shirts, organic seeds, you name it, are 10% off the already extremely low prices. We are doing this special to draw attention to the brainwashing that's taking place in the media and in the public schools and in many of the private schools and the, quote, higher levels of education. InfoWars.com is right at the tip of the spear worldwide. That's why it's essential to take advantage of this 10% off across the board special at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's the Made in America apparel or the Produced in America high quality supplements, it's all 10% off the already lowest price in this back to school week. History is taking place right now by going to InfoWarsStore.com. You are literally buying war bonds in the battle to awaken humanity.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if I say you're not like the others? What if I say you're not like the others?
We're going to have live coverage tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News of the crisis in Ferguson. It is a crisis. The government, if you wanted to cause bigger riots and then a national event, this is what you would do. I hope it's ignorance. I don't think so. When you've got Obama involved now in the Justice Department, who tried to stir up the Trayvon Martin thing. Coast to Coast AM, I know tonight, midnight Central. I guess that'd be 10 o'clock Pacific. George Norrie will be covering it across the nation as well. And I was just talking to George. I'm going to be on his show sometime next week, so look for that as well. George, you've got the floor. I've been hogging things as usual, the motormouth bulldog. Tell us more about your initiative. WorldNet Daily has the headline, "The End is Near," and then breaks down your nationwide campaign that got launched just in the last week or so that's getting a lot of attention. Tell us what we do to get Congress to do the right thing.
Alex, I've got three children. I've got six grandchildren, and I want them to have a country, a future, a life. That's what we're here for on this planet. You know, this quickness of time goes by so darn fast. When you look at the tragedies of Robin Williams and the other people who have just, you know, occupied a brief moment of time on this planet, I want us to enjoy it. That's what we're here for, to be good to our fellow human beings, to enjoy life at its fullest until we have to jump off and join the hereafter. And this power grid is insurance. I don't like paying insurance on my car. I don't like paying insurance on my house. But you know what? If something happens, I've got the insurance and I'm happy I did it. That's what this is. We need to insulate the grid. It may not happen in our lifetime in terms of the X flare or the EMP attack, but it will happen. And so,
I mean, it might happen next week.
It could happen next week. It could happen tonight. As you buy insurance, that's what it is. It is nothing in terms of money. If I were Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook, worth billions, I'd call up Bill Gates and say, "Bill, we lose everything if the grid goes down. For $1 to $4 billion, I'm just going to write a check. We're going to get this done." They could do it privately. But what I need everybody to start doing is to educate their legislators. I've got Nick Begich through his brother, Mark Begich, a senator from Alaska. He's looking at this now, too. Maloof and Forstgen are working with some legislators to try to get them more aware of what's going on, to pass legislation, to get it done. It's a no-brainer. It actually will create some jobs in this country for a little bit while they work on the insulating of the grid. It's this the most important thing I think I've ever seen in my lifetime.
Well, it's it is, and it's something we can do something about, and all the engineers are on record. Congress even admits it. Other governments have moved somewhat in this direction. All the main government facilities and things and submarines and other key weapon systems, they are insulated. They do have the surge protectors, basically what they are, jumbo surge protectors. And you just got to ask, why hasn't it been done with the whole grid? Because they started building it 120 years ago, 130 years ago, and just never really did it. So it's not something we do. And it's crazy that they haven't done it, because look at how solar flares blow out satellites all the time. And
absolutely.
I mean, this is crazy.
Let me do my quick impression of Alex Jones when an X flare hits us. Here it goes. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones on InfoWars.com. That's how it'll sound. You'll be gone. It's got to get fixed.
Well, maybe for some people, they want the X-Flare to come.
Well, some people do. You know, those globalists who want to control, they have estimated close to 200 million Americans will die over the course of the time that this power grid hits. I mean, can you imagine in winter on the East Coast when it gets down to zero, you have no heat? You're going to freeze to death. You're gone.
George, promise me you'll come back to do a whole hour in the next few months just on this subject.
Sure. We'll keep pounding away at it.
Thank you so much. There goes George Norrie. We'll be back tonight. Pray for our reporters.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage or your home kitchen. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.